Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
The Tennessee Volunteers continue preparations for the 2024 season as the Vols spring game approaches in just a few weeks. These are three big questions that Josh Heupel's football team needs to find answers to this spring, starting with number one. And guys, as I've mentioned before, when you've got a new quarterback or at least a new QB1 taking over the reins, that's typically where the conversation starts, and certainly Tennessee's situation is no different. My first question is this: does Tennessee's offense change? And really more so, how much does it change with Nico as QB1? Now, you look at what Joe Milton did last year, and you look at the Josh Heupel tenure with, of course, Hendon Hooker and then Joe Milton. I think if you kept realistic expectations for Joe Milton a season ago, you weren't all that much disappointed, right? I think most folks, where their angst and where their anger and where their frustration really came from was you had a group of people that knew who Joe Milton was, a guy who had lost multiple quarterback battles but who was taken over as the starter, and expected him to be some all-conference, all-American type player. Yes, he had the arm strength. And I think, guys, again, Joe Milton gave Tennessee a solid season. Nothing great, but a solid season. He did not follow in the footsteps of Hendon Hooker. And again, if he was expected to do that, shame on those folks who thought that was even a realistic possibility. But now Nico takes over. And the Nico hype and the Nico buzz is for real. I'm someone that, hey, admittedly, I'm bought in on Nico. I think he's got the potential to be the next big-time quarterback in the SEC. You look at what he did in the end of the season, specifically in that bowl game against Iowa. It was wildly impressive when you look at the dual threat nature, the running ability. Of course, guys, we know about his arm strength, the accuracy he displayed in that game. Had 3 rushing touchdowns, I believe, against the Hawkeyes, which, by the way, was one of the best defenses in college football a season ago. How does the offense evolve and how does the offense change, right? He's a fantastic passer of the football, and you know what you're getting in regards to a Josh Heupel offensive system and a Josh Heupel offensive scheme. It's going to be very, very quarterback friendly. The quarterback's going to put up really impressive numbers. They're going to move quickly. It's up tempo. They're going to get the football in space to their playmakers. But I loved what I saw from Nico in that bowl game with his legs. Again, 3 rushing touchdowns, a guy that, you know, he's obviously a young player. Played a little bit, didn't play a ton last year, though, as a true freshman. Wasn't necessarily thrust into the fire at any point. But I thought a guy, he sensed the pressure well in the pocket. He was able to move around in the pocket. He made some fantastic throws on the run. And then obviously, again, showed off that running display and his running ability all throughout that game against Iowa. So it's still going to be the Josh Heupel offense. It's still going to be, you know, what we're accustomed to seeing through 3 seasons in Knoxville. But how much does it change? And how much better does Nico make the offense? How much does he help it progress forward? Because people have this misconception, hey, Josh Heupel, Tennessee's offense, they want to throw. No, they love to run the football.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
And when you've got a guy with Nico's skill set in the backfield, it opens up a lot of stuff, not just in the passing game, but specifically in the running game, which opens up everything else. Really excited to see what Nico's able to do in that offense and see how much the offense changes and more so evolves with Nico under center as now officially QB1. Guys, my second big question that Tennessee needs to find answers to this spring: who steps up in the secondary as we go to the other side of the football, guys? The turnover in the defensive secondary is something else. There's a lot of turnover, right? You look at all the guys that transferred: Wesley Walker, Tamarion McDonald, Danico Slaughter, Brandon Turnage, Warren Brill, Deshaun Rucker, Jack Luttrell. The list goes on and on. You then had Kamal Haddon, Jalen McCullough, Gabe, Judy Lally, declare for the NFL draft. Guys, there's tons of turnover in that secondary. who steps up and emerges. Guys, we've seen Tennessee's secondary sort of be their Achilles heel over the years. I thought it was better last year, but we've seen it at times that typically when Tennessee's defense has struggled, it's been in the back end. I think the front seven is going to be fantastic yet again this year. You got one of the best players in college football up front, James Pierce Jr., who's going to be anchoring that thing. But you got guys like Ricky Gibson, Jordan Matthews. You got an Oregon State transfer, Jermod McCoy, Temple transfer, Jalen McMurray. These are going to be guys you're depending on, right? Andre Turrentine at safety, John Slaughter, MTSU transfer, Jacoby Thomas. A lot of new names, a lot of new pieces. I just wonder, how do things come together? And is Tennessee able to find that group? Because, again, we've seen the secondary. We've seen the back end of the ball's defense be cause for some anxiety and some for some testy moments, if you will. You got to get that figured out. There's a ton of turnover. I think there's talent in that room, but using the spring to obviously find out, okay, here's our best five, here's our best six, here's our best seven, here's our best two deep, what have you. Figuring out who those dudes are going into summer, going into fall camp, going to be pivotal for Tennessee. Guys, before we get into our third and final question, I want to tell you about our friends over at Roback, because today's segment brought to you by our friends at Roback. Head over to roback.com. That's R-H-O-B-A-C-K.com, and use the promo code SECU at checkout to get 20% off your entire first purchase. Guys, the weather's warming up. It's golf season. It's tailgate season. It's baseball season. Spring games are around the corner, guys. No matter what you're doing, whether you're doing any of that or you're around the house, you're running errands, does not matter. Roback is the way to go. They got polos, quarter zips, hoodies, pullovers. Heck, they've even got women's apparel, so you can outfit the entire family. Guys, again, that's roback.com, R-H-O-B-A-C-K.com, promo code S-E-C-U at checkout to get 20% off your entire first purchase. Guys, my third and final big question that the Vols need to answer this spring is this: how do the pieces come together on the offensive line, right? You look at the shuffling pieces, you look at what they lost, you look at what they're bringing back. The tackle position and the guard position are two positions that I think right now are somewhat up in the air. You got a heck of an answer trying to come in right now, though, an LSU transfer, Lance Herb. That was a big one. He's a former five-star recruit. It was arguably the biggest addition from the transfer portal, right? You've also, he can play on different spots on the line. He could play right tackle. Gerald Mincy obviously transferred to Kentucky, but I think left tackle is probably where he's going to end up. If that's the case, John Campbell going to go from left tackle to right tackle. Also, guys, you look at the guard position, right? A lot of movement here. Andre Kareek, who started at left guard early last season, had a season-ending injury. You then had redshirt freshman Bison Lang, who is a guy that I think they're looking to take a next step, obviously. Shamarud Umarov moves from backup tackle to guard. You've also got Jackson Lampley up front. So, again, you look at these different guys. Tennessee's got talent on the offensive side. You look at receiver, you look at running back, even though there's going to be some new pieces there. That guys, they've got tons of talent. What can undo all of that, especially with a young quarterback, if you don't have your offensive line in the position it needs to be? Good news again for Tennessee, they got plenty of talent. But again, finding your best five, shuffling guys, figuring out where they need to go. Hey, this guy's going to play tackle. No, this guy's going to play guard. That's what the spring is for, obviously, to find out, okay, who are our best five? Who's going to be the foundation of everything we do offensively? And of course, that is those five big uglies up front. So again, three big questions that the Vols need to answer this spring. Number one, does Tennessee's offense change with Nico as QB1? Number two, who steps up in the secondary? And number three, how do the pieces come together on the offensive line?